I have papers flying all over the place.
She was getting to that point, you know. So there is a little bit of a difference in what's on the schedule today. I don't know if I make cutting and pasting errors or something, but I seem to have a lot of confession time in there. How to go to confession, how to prepare for confession, how to examine your conscience like 3 weeks in a row. And that seems to be a little bit too much. And I'm looking at that now and I'm thinking, why did I do that, you know? But then next week was supposed to be the presentation of the Lord's Prayer and the presentation of the Nicene Creed. I think it was last year, Lori, you know, your sponsor, Lori, she wanted to do the class on Lent. And what the class was, and everybody loved it, but what it was is she brought in her recipe, copy of her recipe book for meatless dishes. And she discussed cooking for Lent. And I said, okay. And anyway, I saw her yesterday and she said, when do you want me to do my Lent class on Lent? And I said, well, I'm going to do it tomorrow. And she said, no, I don't have time to make it to a Xerox machine to make copies of her recipes. So I said, okay, well, how about next week? She said, okay. So I said, it's getting a little bit late, but, you know, I want to be polite here. You know, when I think of Lent, I mean, I didn't think she'd, you know, focus on
food,
you know. that's the problem of Catholics. As you know, we have discussed, you know, you see this big, delicious-looking fish on Catholic calendars on Friday. We who live in Florida say, ooh, what's for dinner? We need like a loaf of stale bread picture on the calendar instead. Because, as I said, I found, remember I told you about the firecracker grouper at Basmati's in Santa Rosa Beach? Well, I found out you don't have to go anywhere near as far to get something that's not the same but almost as good. You go to Chopsticks on 441. You know Orlando Chopsticks?
Yeah.
The restaurant Chopsticks? It's right on that lake, Bibbins Arm, just before you get to the porno XXX rated store. You know, it's kind of, you can see it from there. So that, you know, if you know where that is, you know where this place is. I always thought it was fast food Chinese, but once we had a business dinner for lunch, and it was at Chopsticks, and I said, isn't that odd? And I got there. The name is not well chosen. You need a fancy name. Chopsticks just sounds like, but it's a fantastic place. It's Pan-Asian, so I think the people who own it are Vietnamese, but they are, and anyway, there's something on the menu there, which is one of their specialties, called Thai ginger grouper. Unbelievably good. So you don't have to go anywhere near the Gulf of Mexico and Gainesville. You can go right into Gainesville and get the Thai ginger grouper.
Do you have to eat with chopsticks?
No, you can ask for a fork, which we always do. I'm a gringo. So I asked for a fork. But it's a good place. It's probably my favorite restaurant in Gainesville. My wife is sick of it when I, you know, because I said, where do you want to go? I said, yes. She goes, oh, no, not again. But it's very, very good. Try it out. I should tell them I'm sending customers. They should give me a free
give you a break.